So welcome to the Sunday, October 6th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing our look at Sir Richard N. Bond and World Bank head led initiative to soothe our concerns about global inequality, which no doubt will be framed as inequality in education. If we focus on them and what they're doing, which we must do only to the degree of noticing the particular con being used, we will find that our eyes are redirected from our good, rich earth and from the fact that it's being stolen from us. And a big shout out and thank you to our brothers and sisters globally, from South Africa to Chile to Bahrain, Greece, China, who are fighting this dispossession, including the dispossession of our bodies, that we are being removed ongoingly from this seat of our health and well-being and happiness, the earth. And so we're going to be asking, with Karl Popper's help, leadership to what? Because they claim they're leading us, that they have to take the lead to save us because of the dire conditions of the environment and the economy. And so those who propose to lead us to what? And I've posted a short piece on the page to capture the text of this show, The Global Awakening or The Great Reset, called On Leadership and Self-Organization on Poor and Rich. And I hope you'll take a look at it, because I'm intending it to be a kind of a preface for our conversation with Karl Popper. And as I commented in his chapter, as I posted it on the site, Karl Popper on Authentic Education for Youth, I interject at points with some thoughts for our discussion when we take up Karl Popper. And one of the comments was that we're going to be discussing not just Karl Popper's insights on authentic education and the fostering of leadership, but also whether and to what degree these insights bear on the possibilities for authentic governance. I.e., we're going to be challenging the seeming sacrosanct notion of rule. Now, this ties into Socrates' dilemma. One of the quotes that I put up from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. The moral intellectualism of Socrates is a two-edged sword. It has its equalitarian and democratic aspect, which was later developed by Antisthenes, but it has also an aspect which may give rise to strongly anti-democratic tendencies. Its stress upon the need for enlightenment, for education, might easily be misinterpreted as a demand for authoritarianism. This is connected with a question which seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal, that those who are not sufficiently educated and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies are just those who are in the greatest need of education. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom, Socrates believed. And in fact, was all the wisdom that Socrates claimed for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. The uneducated seems thus to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical. And we're going to talk more about that when we take up these excerpts from The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. But my comment on this is that I believe that the way out of this seeming dilemma of this need or not for some authority to wake, quote unquote, the people up, is to recognize and to trust the authority of the earth, its power to recapture mistaught souls. Because the force upon our minds of that which feeds us is profound. That in and of itself should show us that in order to have authentic judgment, we have to be self-sufficient.